This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you are with us on this beautiful day here in the Mile High City, and this is a special edition. We call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers with us from that exact location. Well, hey, it's good to see you in studio again.
Yeah, we're in studio.
Yeah, cool.
You know, they opened up the doors. We decided to come out.
I'm telling you. Absolutely.
Well, how can you not when you look out at this weather? It's like,
man, I know,
Greg,
so beautiful.
We were walking in together today, and he said, this is the first time I've had on long pants. Wow, he's been in Arizona for a long time.
I know. We should have, like, pre-recorded this morning and went and played golf or something. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just beautiful.
But Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And I'm telling you, we'll get into the events over the last few months here in a moment. But one thing that has been affected a lot is the financial world, Kurt, with just stock market.
Quite a bit.
Interest rates, all this.
The funny thing about mortgages, back in February, before we started taking off with COVID, the bond market was down at like 0.5, 0.6, and interest rates were down below 3%. And there were a lot of people that applied. It got so bad that the lenders had to raise the rates because they couldn't handle all the business. And they, at that point, didn't realize what was coming. So when they did that and then COVID hit, they've kept the rates up. Now, the bond market hasn't changed. It's still the same, 0.5, 0.6. But rates now are 3.75, 3.875, 4%. There are some loans, if your loan amount's above 5.10, it amazed me, so I had to actually print this. It's called a high balance or jumbo loan, that they are so hard to get because they are sold on Wall Street through mortgage-backed securities, that if you want a 3.75 or 4%, it'll cost you $30,000. Not three. $30,000 to buy the rate to get 4%, because nobody's buying those loans. They can't sell them. They're not a Fannie or Freddie that the government picks up. Mm-hmm. So it's taken a large portion of people and said, you just have to sit on the sidelines and wait for this to change. Jumbo loans, there's nobody doing jumbo loans. Nobody doing bank statements loans. They're not doing any of those. FHA and VA loans are the same way. They've raised the rates on those in most cases. They're advertising maybe 2.75, but that's 50% loan to value with an 840 FICO score. They're not telling you the fine print because they're not available. But the good news is, give it 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're starting to see, and I've talked with many of the lenders, as they open the doors and let the people back out and people get to go back to work, they're going to say, okay, and they're going to bring those rates back down. So I have a whole list of people that we're just waiting for them to get back under 3% that right. Take advantage of, because that rate's going to come and it's going to stay there. And the main reason it's going to stay there is the Fed's announced that they will continue to buy all the mortgage loans that they can below 5.10. And the lenders know that, so they can sell them. So if they can sell them, there's no risk to them. The government's going to pick them up.
Gotcha.
So as long as the feds have said that, and they're going to do that through the rest of the year. So we're going to see the rates, and they're going to stay there for a while this time.
And I think there was a lot of confusion, too, you know, a few weeks ago when the president came on and said, you know, interest rates are 0%. Everybody's like, what does that mean? You know?
We think about that.
Yeah.
There's been some good articles that have come out, but the 0% is for short-term loans. That's for car loans. Have you watched the car dealers or the manufacturers coming out? Everything's 0%, not for 60 months, but for 72 and 84.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, because the rates are going to stay here. What the government learned in 2008 is they took too long to get to that final point. This time they just jumped right on it. When COVID hit, they went right to that fact to keep money flowing. Because if the money doesn't flow through the system, it causes a much bigger tidal wave to rebuild the economy than before. So that's why the feds are doing what they're doing. That's why the rates are going to stay there. And those are for short-term car loans, credit cards, and home equity lines of credits.
Right.
So you're going to see that.
Once again, 720-895-0500 is the number. And if Kurt can help you, he will be glad to. So give him a call. All right, great to have our good friend Greg Lackey back in. And we're going to talk a little bit about insurance. Among some other things, we may just have a round table
COVID
experience.
Somewhere.
So Well, Greg, we have not got to talk with you since all of this started. I think you were on earlier in the year, February or so, and man, things were booming. Economy was better than we probably ever seen it, or at least in a long time. And wow, I've told people, man, if I'd had $1 million, I'd have bet every dime of it 2 months ago. This would have never happened in the United States, what we're seeing today.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Now take that $1 million, put it in Zoom.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look at what they're doing.
Yeah, I would say in a lot of different ways. First of all, the pandemic, you know, who would have ever adventured to guess other than, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, Bill Gates talked about this 5 years ago. But, you know, even then, I'm not sure anyone really thought that, you know, that this could possibly happen in this country, and it has.
Or get to this point.
And then the reaction to it also, I think, is, you know, it's just been puzzling.
Yeah. And you wonder how the numbers, the models, we've all heard that term, you know, early on, how they could have been so devastatingly wrong with, quote, smart people putting those numbers together. Because to shut down the economy like this, and I feel bad for people that got it, feel bad for that lost, you know, family members and all that. But, man, what a cost to shut down the economy like they have.
It's hard to argue life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean,
who do you sacrifice?
Yeah, it's hard to argue.
It's hard
that.
To.
It's very difficult. I mean, you know, we all have loved ones. We all have people that, you know, that you care about deeply.
Sure.
So it's a difficult debate to get into. But, you know, I had someone the other day, and they were talking about if I knew anyone who had COVID, and I said, no, I said, but I think the better question is, do you know anyone who thinks they've had it? Because I have ran into a lot of people
even December, January.
Right,
yeah.
And you know, speaking of Arizona, I was, you know, down there and I was playing golf with a gentleman first time I'd met him, and he was from Seattle. He lived in Arizona, but had family still back there in that area, and he'd been back at Christmas time. And this subject came up, and he said, oh, I've already had it. And I said, you've tested for it? And he said, no. He said, I'm just convinced that my wife and I went through this after coming back from Seattle. And I thought then, wow. But, you know, he went through all the symptoms and so forth, and it seemed pretty convincing to me. But, you know, he said he ended up sleeping in a chair for 3 days to get upright so he could breathe. Mm. And he said that him and his wife went to the doctor on 3 different occasions, and they couldn't identify with what he had. Or she had. And so he was convinced. Now, whether or not, you know, his story was true or not, who knows?
Sure.
You know, I'm not. But it got me thinking at that time because, you know, we heard about the first case in Seattle back in, you know, late January, first February.
The senior center.
Correct.
That's where the biggest thing we heard about.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, the numbers in California and the West Coast didn't appear to be quite as high as in New York. And it just got you thinking, well, flights come in from China, usually about 80% of them come through the West Coast. You know, New York is saying that mm-hmm. their exposure was from Europe, but Europe was kind of the second one to
you're right
to come along here. And so it just kind of got you thinking. And then there was a recent study by, you know, the doctor, the professor out at Stanford, where, you know, he talked about, you know, the infection rates being much higher than what we realize. And part of that makes sense to me, but again, that's who knows. I'm not a doctor. I'm not sure. A data collector or any of that. So
well, that's one. And we were talking about that before the show. It's one of the hard things is trying to get consistent, accurate information. That if it's the truth and it's the right, we should be able to catch it on any channel. But you can't seem to do that. Everybody has a different slant, and they don't.
I think
tell
that's
you.
The frustration part.
Yeah,
you listen to Governor talk for an hour and a half, and you're like, at the end of that. What did he just say?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not real clear on a lot of things. And, you know, and when no one knows or seems to know, you know, what tomorrow is going to be, what next month is going to be, I mean, that's where I think we see the fear set in with people. And, you know, I guess you just got to figure out, am I going to live in fear or live my life? And, you know.
It comes back to life. We can't jeopardize life, but at some point there has to be a point of reference that's the truth, because there is the truth about this disease. It can affect you. What's the percentages? What's the likelihood? Where should you go? I'm disappointed that it just lets me know that I think that they kind of their projections and their models didn't catch it. There are so many people living in senior centers where the biggest majority of the percentages of the people will die from it, and they didn't catch on to that till it was way too late.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they knew going in that this disease affected seniors, people over 65. Nobody ever thought of it. They didn't. They weren't thinking.
I think there's just been so much confusion created, you know, and you know, models are nothing more than garbage in, garbage out. And if you don't have the data to start off with, I mean, I hear, you know, our leaders say this is unprecedented. Okay, I agree with you. I agree with you. But then I hear, well, this is what we got to do. Okay, I'm on board. I think it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback here, by the way.
Yeah.
But then you start looking at what you've been told, and you wonder why they haven't updated those projections, those models, because they were slow to do that. And again, you're trying to, you know, you got, what, 350 million people in the U.S., and you're trying to get them all headed in the right direction, and that's not easy for any political leader. I get it.
I wouldn't want to be sitting at the dinner table having to make those decisions, we're doing. No, I wouldn't want that job.
I mean, I'm not critical of our governor. No. I think that, you know, again, it's if it works out, great. It's kind of like being the quarterback of the Broncos. You win, it's wonderful. And if you lose, you know,
or
it's
being not, the GM exactly, and picking a quarterback.
Exactly. So, anyway.
And, you know, just real quick, and then we'll move on to some insurance stuff. But I had some knee surgery last week at a hospital, the first day they opened it. And was just talking with some folks there, and I'm telling you, the numbers we are seeing are very skewed on the deaths from COVID-19. They were telling me in the hospital there. I mean, they work there. They talk with other nurses. They talk with doctors that cardiovascular disease, diabetes, all these other things. You know, people were smoker. I mean, whatever. But then they did test positive. And they would stamp them the COVID-19. And the guy brought up this. He goes, look up cardiovascular disease. Why isn't there a big deal about that? This is in 2019, December 2nd. One person dies every 37 seconds in the United States from cardiovascular disease. About 647,000 Americans die from heart disease each year. That's one in four.
Didn't mention cancer either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's – or diabetes. I mean –
Yeah, no, it is. It's a very difficult subject because I'm not sure any of us totally understand, you know, how contagious, you know, the precautionary measures we all need to take, and you know, it's this mask thing that's kind of become a little bit of a of a conflict. And I mean, you knew a couple weeks ago when you started seeing people turning others in about wearing a mask or challenge them about why aren't you wearing a mask, you knew that that was going to lead to someone getting hurt. Mm-hmm. You knew that.
Yep.
And what are we seeing now?
Yeah.
I mean, so you kind of got to step back and go, someone needs to think through this just a little bit. I mean, I understand a mask in a crowded space. I get that.
Yeah.
But I thought Vincent Carroll, I think is the gentleman's name, had a really good editorial in the paper this morning on this subject. And I thought he did a really good job of explaining it. And I loved his last paragraph when he said he saw a guy on a motorcycle or two people on a motorcycle wear a mask but no helmet.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to talk some insurance when we come back. If you've got any questions or comments, hey. We'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. But this is a special edition of Your Money Matters. Greg Lackey is with us from Accelerated Insurance, and we're going to talk a little bit about insurance when we come back.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, any mortgage needs you have, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest in studio today, Greg Lackey from Accelerated Insurance Group. And we're going to talk a little bit about insurance. And like I say, just had that little surgery deal. $8,150 out of pocket is my max, Greg. And I still got to pay $750 a month through the end of the year.
Besides the $8,000.
Yeah.
Jeez. So $750 a month in premium?
Yep.
Times 12?
92.
Plus another $8,150? Yeah. There's your cost.
Yeah.
$17,000.
$17,000. Right. So
okay.
Now I want to try to get everything fixed I can. I mean, right?
No, exactly. You're all in now.
So, you've already paid it. You might as well keep going.
So, getting a right knee done in about 6 weeks. So
get a lube job, get your eyes fixed, get everything working.
No,
that's the question. Can you even get in to see anyone? You know, the hospitals are finally starting to get back to, you know, elective surgeries and so forth because – the financial constraints or, what their balance sheet looks like right now is not good. I mean, they've had 2 months without elective surgeries.
I went in. I have a problem in a finger in my left hand, and I was finally able to go in and have them first give me a shot to see if that'll fix it. And he said it probably won't, but I have to try this. Because it gets paid. But in a month, I'm going in and have the surgery on the hand. So it's starting to slowly pick back up.
Yeah, my oldest works for an orthopedic company, and they move instruments all over the U.S. And, you know, that's probably one of the other things, too, that's been exposed during this, you know, COVID deal here is, you know, how our supply chains work. And that's a very difficult subject for I think, a lot of people to understand. But inventory has a cost.
Yep.
And so, you know, you take like, you know, having a total knee done or a total hip done, the hospital does not own the instruments that does the bulk of that surgery. It's the manufacturer who's on the hook for the cost of those instruments. Those instruments get shipped all over the country because, again, they're trying to maximize they're trying to be efficient and maximize their dollars and what's spent on those instruments and the number of surgeries they can get out of it. But so for a month and a half here, 2 months, he hasn't been doing much. But here this week, they're starting to ramp back up. So that's good.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's talk about your side of it, and as a broker, and let's just talk about the advantages of that for the client.
Well, I think, you know, right now in particular, you know, I've had a lot of people say, hey, you know, how busy are you? And I said, you know, actually, I have been pretty busy. I've been able to connect with, you know, a lot of clients that I think, you know, during this time they've had a chance to look at their everyday expense and, you know, where can I cut?
Yeah.
And so I've gotten a few of those calls. And again, you know, the advantage for us as a broker is we're not married to any of these companies. So we just try to take your information and go out and you know, make sure we're not sacrificing coverage here to, if we can, lower costs. And that's advantage, again, of being a broker, is you don't have just one solution.
Now, in April, they opened up enrollment, right?
Well, on the health side, yes. So they, you know, again, they, for people who, you know, didn't have health insurance, they made that available. And the other thing, too, with that is, you know,
now that you don't have a job, you want to buy health insurance.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, that's called a qualified event, and that qualified event's always been there. That has nothing really to do with the COVID, other than the fact that a lot of people have lost their health insurance and are also starting to understand what that benefit looked like from a financial perspective.
Because many of the people, and we've talked about this before, there's only 6-7% of the population that actually deals with the health insurance. The companies normally pay for it. Well, now those people are being laid off. They're starting to see.
Yeah, I've got a very good friend that has gone through this situation, and he was just shocked when he was looking at the premium. And I just said, you know, welcome to the world of...
This is why we complain.
Yeah. And he just, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. I said, and I would guess the policy that you're going to buy in the individual market doesn't compare to the one you
had.
Yeah. And when it comes to benefit.
Right. Yeah. Now, there is a plan where if you're self-employed and you have one employee other than a spouse, you can get a group plan.
Correct.
So talk about that, because I'm telling you, a lot of people do not realize that.
Yeah, no, and, you know, and I'm not, there's a little bit of an advantage in premium there, maybe. It's not as...
Like it used to.
Yeah, it's not as much as you would think. I think where the advantage is you can get a PPO plan versus an HMO, because there is no PPO plans in the individual market. They're all HMOs. So that is one of the things, you know, sometimes... You know, a small business with that scenario of one, there might be some health conditions there. They want to make sure that they've got access to providers that they want, and not be kind of pigeonholed into the individual market.
And I've seen this being advertised by some of the other insurance companies that are out there about car accidents are down. They're looking at giving money back. They're starting, you know, there's only 10% of the people driving now. We're starting to see a few more cars on the road. It's really kind of nice when you travel, but how's that affecting rates?
Well, I wouldn't say the rates as much as, you know, I believe it was Allstate, American Family. I think we're the two to jump in first and say, hey, we're going to, you know, give some money back here for that reason. You know, really a good PR move. But, and I knew that it was just a matter of time before they all followed, and that's what you've seen. You know, I mean, each and every one of them has a discount of sort. How it's given back to the consumers, a little different and depending upon your company. But, again, to your point, fewer people driving means that their profits have been pretty good. The companies that have really benefited have been the health insurance companies, if you think about it. because they haven't been paying for any elective surgeries for 2 months.
And I was going to bring that up. What are the insurance companies seeing besides elective surgeries? And we talked about cardiovascular problems. We've talked about cancer. How has those illnesses diminished, increased in respect to COVID and what insurance companies are paying out? You follow me?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, because I think there was some help with the COVID as far as if people were going through, you know, that situation and regarding their deductibles. I think the federal government, you know, stepped in there
said they'll take it.
Yeah, and took that on. So it really kind of relieved the, you know, the insurance companies. But again, I get back, you know, hospitals don't make money treating the sick. They make money on the elective stuff.
Right.
And
well, unless it's COVID, they're making money on this COVID.
Well, again, there's the reimbursement through that stimulus package where, yeah, if it's coded that way, then yeah, I think there's some incentive there for the facilities, because who's really getting hurt in this is your rural areas, your rural hospitals. I mean, they're just getting hammered. And I think that that's the big fear. Again, moving forward, is how do we keep those facilities propped up? And, you know, I know that, you know, I saw in the paper this morning where they've given up on the idea of another government-run health program. And you sit there and you look at it, you know, part of our problem with, you know, Medicaid is reimbursement to the provider. I mean, if you're getting 40 cents on the dollar, how do you stay in business? And then you want to add another option to that?
Yeah.
I mean, how are those places going to survive? And those hospitals are so important to those rural areas.
You had mentioned something about when we were on the last break. It's something you wouldn't think about with the issues of all the people in the hospital and how many nurses and doctors are working overtime. They're actually furloughing doctors.
Yeah,
I mean, nurses.
You know, down at Denver Health, there was an article about, you know, furloughing first responders, you know, and I know that, you know, out at Sky Ridge, I know that, for, you know, the ER people out there, this is where all this gets confusing. You know, you would think that you'd have a real need, and I can't speak to it. Again, I'm not there, and I'm not inside that, and so I'm just guessing.
Yeah, when you look at it, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't appear.
No. Doesn't appear to. I was surprised when I read that the other day, too, that they're actually sending them home. You don't go away. We don't need you. I'm thinking, well, they're going to New York, and they're going to places that
we're sending people.
It just doesn't it doesn't fit.
Well, and the other thing, too, you know, in every hospital, there's a different discipline, too, of doctors. You know, I mean, you've got a heart guy, you've got an anesthesiologist, you got an orthopedic surgeon. I mean, you got different disciplines in there, and obviously they're not there to all treat, you know, COVID patients. So, you know, they've been sidelined. But they still have an office to run. They still have people to pay. They still have expense coming. So I would imagine that they're very happy right now to get going again. And you know, you get back to all those patients that have put things off. You know, my question is what's the opioid outlook on this?
No, I mean, I've interviewed some doctors from Dallas here, and they're saying over the next few months, you are going to see addiction, alcohol,
absolutely,
domestic abuse.
Well, that was the argument for why they kept
all the different things.
That was the argument why they kept the alcohol stores and pot shops open.
Exactly.
They said it was essential because they were concerned.
Your
when
chiropractor couldn't be open.
Right.
You couldn't get a haircut,
but you can get.
Because
they were worried about the damage from people that were so dependent upon
alcohol. Exactly. Exactly.
They had to keep them open.
And I thought, wow, that's great.
Hello.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Before a break. We always encourage people to shop their rates a little bit. And maybe, I think we're all bad about it. You know, got your insurance guy or gal and been with them 20 years, you don't really think about it again. But when we say shop, what is it that they should look at just to see? And they may be fine, but then there may be some things you can help them with. So when we say shop your rates, what are different things you look at maybe on auto or home different categories just to see if they're getting the best coverage for the money.
What I do is just take what they currently have and just match coverages. That's how I start every conversation.
And that way you compare apples to apples.
That way you got an apples to apples comparison. Then you can start diving into coverages and, you know, do you have enough insurance or maybe where I could save, you know, here to maybe pay a little bit more for this over here. But my initial conversation with anyone is just taking the information that you currently have and just matching it.
Sure. And I'll tell you, auto, I'll tell you a couple of things to look at. Uninsured motors, underinsured motors, okay, and your med pay.
Yeah.
Because that med pay, I learned, I had $5,000. You know how long it takes to eat up at a hospital if you get transported in an ambulance?
4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours.
And then we ended up getting $25,000 for very little money.
Yeah.
Over the year. So, I mean, you can get up to $25,000 for that. And that's free money for you. You never have to pay back is that med pay.
And that money is available right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of having to go through a claim and waiting on things, that's money is available right away. And, yeah, it's funny you brought that up because I just had a conversation last night with a family, and they had never had med pay. And I said, you know, I said, I would really, really recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. So I went through scenarios because it you're right. It's not a lot of money.
Right.
You're not saving a lot there for what you're going to get mm-hmm. in the event. And I hope they never have to use it.
Absolutely.
I hope they never have to use it. But if for some reason that event did take place, I know that they're going to. And they might not even understand what happens.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But if they do, they're going to look back and say, "Thank you."
And the uninsured, underinsured, real quick. I mean, Kevin Flesh, our personal injury attorney, you know, Kevin says, you know, 25% of drivers out there do not have insurance. 25% are underinsured. Had a friend
That's
of mine,
half.
Yeah. Had a friend of mine call me a couple of months ago, and it was his daughter. Drunk driver was going the wrong way out on the west side of town. Hit her, killed the driver, the drunk guy. He died. Put her in the hospital, really bad shape. He had a $25,000 policy limit. She had a $25,000 policy limit.
What do you think that's going to look like with unemployment rates over 30 million people and people looking for a place to cut expense? They're going to go right mm-hmm. to that policy
sure.
and get the lowest liability limits they can possibly get. So if you're driving out there, I mean, think about that because – There's a huge ripple effect to this unemployment deal, and we've talked about, you know, the stimulus checks and so forth. Eventually, that's going to run out, and we're going to have to face reality here at some point.
Sure. Greg Lackey is our guest. You can reach Greg at 303-625-9538. That's 303-625-9538, Accelerated Insurance Group. We'll be right back.
Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Do you have questions regarding a reverse mortgage? Learn how it may work for you. Our main job is educating you on the facts. This type of mortgage is not for everyone, but it may be just right for you. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243-200, regulated by DORA. Equal opportunity lender.
Len Lyle Chevrolet is considered an essential business, and they'll remain open for service parts and body work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're following all the CDC recommendations. Len Lyle Chevrolet wants you to stay safe and will resume sales soon.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. Who they are, what are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Greg Lackey with Accelerate Insurance Group is our guest. Once again, Greg's number, 303-625-9538.
One of the things I was going to ask you as we finish up on from the last break was, when you're doing the insurance and you're doing those comparisons, one of the things you taught me was about not a percentage of the home, but an actual, the deductible should be a dollar figure and not a percentage.
Yeah, I mean,
and I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, you know, that's the result of, you know, all the hailstorms that we've had in
right.
Colorado, you know, over the probably last 10 years. There hasn't really been as much the last couple. I mean, I realize right. that certain
17
parts,
was the big year.
Yeah, certain parts have been hit. But generally speaking, there hasn't been that many cat-related storms, as the insurance company labels them. So in an effort to for the insurance companies, you know, they've moved to percentage deductibles. So if your house is insured for $500,000 and you got a 1% wind hail deductible, well, you know, obviously you got a $5,000
deductible.
And your deductible for all other perils might be $1,000. And so it becomes really important to look at that policy and read, you know, read the information on there so you understand exactly, in the event, you know, something were to happen, you know, what's your out-of-pocket on this? We still have companies that will do a $1,000, you know, wind hail deductible. Again, you're going to, you know, pay a little bit in premium for that. But this is where when you start looking at policies, you're trying to save money. You know, how much risk are you willing to take on? Because if you're willing to take on more risk than the next guy, then you're probably going to get a better rate.
Correct.
So isn't it funny we talk about risk?
Well, one of the things when you're talking about that, you know, 1% or $1,000, to me it makes more sense to pay a little bit more because that extra four, I'm going to get hit with hail. My chances are really pretty strong that I'm going to get hit with that. So in that case, it's better to pay it on a monthly than to have to write the check all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, myself personally, I mean, I've had one hail claim in 19 years.
Oh, you've been very lucky.
You know, that I've turned in. And so, you know, would having a $1,000 deductible been a better deal than a higher deductible?
It comes back to that risk.
It comes back to, you know, what risk are you willing to accept? And, you know, what's that difference in a dollar figure? The other place people sometimes, you know, get confused is, you know, how much should my house be insured for? And they get market price confused with the actual cost to rebuild that place to its likeness.
Right.
And they think, well, I can sell my place for X amount of dollars, so I should have it insured to that. Well, you can have it insured to that, but the insurance company is only going to give you, in case of a total loss, what the
they're
cost.
Not going to give it. No.
No, they're not going to give you market value.
No,
they're going to give you what it costs to replace that back to its likeness. So, as I've tried to educate, you know, my customers, is it's a better question is how much square foot do you have, and what is the cost per square foot to rebuild?
Right.
And you know, and that can fluctuate. You know,
depending on
where you are. Yep. If you're up in the mountains, obviously that's going to be a lot more than if you're, you know, down here in Denver. So, but that's the number you want to concentrate on.
Yeah. How? Go ahead.
No. What do you find with people as far as like the home insurance? There's some things that some of my plumbers have talked with me about water that comes down and water that comes up from as far as in basements and different things like that. Talk about that just a minute.
Well, you're starting to see, you know, the insurance companies reacting to the market, service lines. For a long time, your homeowner's policy would cover anything kind of inside that house. But a service line that ran out to the curb, you know, there wasn't coverage for. So, you know, a tree wraps around a pipe, you know, water backs up into the house. Yeah, if I got the water and sewer backup endorsement on my house, I've got coverage for inside my house. But, hey, I got to get that pipe fixed. And there wasn't, you know,
coverage for that.
And now you're starting to see we've got a few companies that are addressing that. You know, a water seepage, that's always a good one. I don't know how long this has been here. You know, someone pulls drywall back. We've had a leak for I don't know how long. Right. You know, well, that's called seepage. And you know, there's a specific endorsement for that. And as you build a homeowner's policy, you know, think of it as buckets. You know, you want to create as many buckets as possible. So when that adjuster comes out to take a look, he can find a bucket to pull money from to help you with that claim.
Mm-hmm. And also on the roofs, go into that real quick. A year or so ago, didn't they switch a lot of them to
class 4?
Class 4.
Yeah.
And that means a lot bigger deductibles, right?
Well, again, the class 4shingle, for there's certain, you know, like I think in Fort Collins, certain cities have made it an ordinance to, you know, if you do replace your roof, you got to replace it with a class 4 shingle. There's companies out there now that will pay for that upgrade. Again, if that's endorsed on that policy, you know, also you could probably look at your building and ordinance law coverage, to again, there's a bucket there where maybe that money would come to help offset the fact that there's an ordinance saying that you have to have this particular, shingle on your house now.
Okay. And some of them are percentage of the home value too, right?
The building and ordinance is a percentage of coverage A. That's Scott, you're good.
I've had some friends call me and go, I just had a roof guy here. I thought I'd be out a couple of grand. They want $15,000 from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an example of where you know, again, looking at that wind hail deductible is probably what's driving that. So you might have a 2% deductible. You didn't know it.
Right.
Okay, we were talking about this earlier. As they open up businesses, and this is kind of hard to figure out what the right thing to do, but how do you see insurance companies dealing with the people who have the insurance? When somebody comes into a business, let's say they open up a restaurant or they open up a clothing store, and that person comes down with COVID, the liability to the business, should the business have a waiver? Are they covered? You know, because you've already talked about people getting angry with masks. If something happens, somebody's going to try to blame something else for that case. If somebody comes down with COVID, it's, well, because I was in the store. What's the liability to the business?
Well, there's a lot. And I think that that's been, you know, part of the reason why, you know, certain areas have been a little bit slow to open up is trying to figure that piece out. Now, part of this stimulus bill coming up, or what they're talking about, is, you know, they're trying to have a cap on, you know, what a small business owner could be looking at in loss.
Right.
If someone was able to prove that that's actually where they got the COVID, you know, and I think that's going to be really difficult to prove, just because you say, well, I saw someone 3 feet away from someone, they got it. Well, how do you know that?
That's right.
I mean, but again, so then you ask the question about waivers. Okay, you can sign a waiver, but still, if that gets into court, you got 12 people that you got to convince. I don't know.
Yeah, that you didn't do your responsibility by sanitizing the place correctly.
Yeah, I mean, you just because you signed a waiver doesn't alleviate you from any of that liability necessarily. It helps, but again, it's not fast and tried, that's for certain.
I actually had a guy come in the office the other day that sells cleaning your office once a month, a good sterile cleaning for X amount of fees. And you sign a 1-year contract with them. So they come in once a month and they do this thorough cleaning. And, you know, it's just like, okay, here's another opportunity. Are you going to go to that?
Yeah.
At what point?
No, we've got a gentleman.
And if you don't do it,
Colorado,
what's your liability?
Colorado Cleanup Services, a good friend of mine, Jim Menner, did a show with us, and they're doing a fogging type system where when they leave, the coronavirus is killed in your office. Okay? I mean, guaranteed,
it's done. Dead.
But when you open the doors, if you do that on a Friday, you open the doors Monday, somebody walks in and they got it, then you are, you know,
yeah,
back infected again. But one really nice thing about it that he was showing, they give you a certificate showing you that you've done it. So you can put that on your door. You can show your employees that you're doing right. everything as a business owner to keep them safe.
Correct.
And all that. But it is, yeah. So if you're looking into that, Colorado Cleanup Services is a very, very good company. We highly recommend.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
And that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst other things, that's coming.
Yeah, you said once a month. I was going to say it's probably going to be once a day.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Man, what's it going to be like just going out to eat when we can do that again? If your wait staff's wearing a mask, we're trying to figure out how you're going to eat if you got to wear a mask.
Well, is it a buffet? You got to get up and go. They'll tell you that the meal's ready, but you got to go get it because they won't bring it to you.
Well, I mean, who knows? Would you, you know, I've thought about buffets. I mean, I don't know how you would want to.
I think buffets are over.
Yeah, I think they're gone too.
I don't think they'll have like salad bars, different things like that that people can walk up to and everybody touch and do. I think those are done. Yeah,
the other thing too that's interesting about this is, you know, we keep talking about a vaccine, and I've asked this from day one. Who's to guarantee there'll be a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize for all the coronaviruses that we have experienced, you know how many vaccines we have for them? None. They now, you know, there'll be cocktails, you know, of different, you know, you're seeing that with the Remdesivir or whatever, and, you know, maybe some different treatments and so forth, but we haven't had a vaccine.
Do you guys get a flu shot?
I
don't.
Well, when I worked in the hospitals, I used to have one. Yeah. It was a, you know, obviously required.
But the last several years, you haven't.
No.
Do you? No. Okay. It makes my wife so angry, but I won't get a flu shot.
Too,
the sickest,
you know,
I've ever been was...
When you got one.
I've heard that from way too many people that took the shot got sicker.
Just,
so my thought is, how many people are going to even get this vaccine when it does come?
Again, you know, we've talked about...
We're not even doing the flu shot.
We've talked about insurance here, and it's always about risk.
Yep.
You know, how much risk are you willing to accept? What are you willing to give up for that? With the COVID, it's what are we willing to give up for the risk? And that's why the data and the information becomes so important. And it's also what's led to a lot of confusion, because it's starting to take a political turn here.
Oh,
and that's very unfortunate.
Yep.
It is very unfortunate it's going that way.
Absolutely. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more. Greg Lackey right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called, and if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
always call the police right away. Then, call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050, that's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes left with our good friend Greg Lackey, Accelerated Insurance Group, 303-625-9538. Give Greg a call. And Greg, you help just individuals, businesses. You're an equal opportunity employer.
I'll be the first to admit, though, that I'm quick to stay in my driving lane. So, you know, it gets into commercial policies. You know, we do a lot of Medicare and so forth. There's people in our office that are much more suited for that, and I just hand that off to them because, sure. Again, I'm challenged enough, as you two both will know. So I just try to stay in my lane.
And there's only so much you can get.
It's like when I used to sell in hospitals. And I'll never forget. I mean, that's the toughest sales job there is going in and convincing a surgeon that he needs to use your product.
Yeah.
And he knows more about your product than you'll ever know.
Right.
And I learned real quick, like, to say, I don't know, but yeah. I'll get back with you.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, good advice.
All right. Let's talk about insurance companies who have policies addressing, like, how many miles, their insured may be driving.
Yeah, that's a good one. And again, as we talked about, you know, earlier with homeowners policies and different endorsements that you're seeing, we've got a company right now that they're going to base your rates on miles driven. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, especially during the last 2 months, I'm not sure how many miles you've put in.
Yeah, I drive usually 35,000 miles a year,
right,
around Denver, and I think I've put on about 1,500 miles
in the last 45 days.
Yeah, it's kind of like gas prices. The good news is gas prices.
I know, can't go anywhere. Yeah.
Bad news is you're not using any gas.
12.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So, same thing. You know, it's true with rates, and you know we've seen these companies giving premium back because they're not seeing as much activity on the road. But we have a company that will. They'll address that. And the break-even point down that's 8,000 miles. So if you're under 8,000 miles, it's a program that I would
You
on
gave me the device. I put it in my car. To the dismay of my wife, the rates went down because my driving was better than hers. She wasn't fond of that idea.
Yeah.
She always thought I drove worse. But, yeah, I did get a break on that.
There's two different programs on that. There's the devices that you're seeing a lot of the insurance companies go to figure out driving habits, but this device is just how many miles does that car move in a year? And I whenever I see these things come out, I like to be the first one to go give it a try.
Sure.
Personally, that way I've got some experience with it and can understand it, and I'm telling you, it's working great.
Well, where it helped me the most is I have a Toyota Tundra truck. I don't drive it much, so I was under that 8,000 on that one easy because I put all the miles in the other little car.
And every week they'll send you an email.
Yeah,
how many miles they you've driven that week, and what's your expected, premium you'll pay on that particular vehicle. So, you know, especially older couples and so forth that maybe,
sure,
you know, you got one car that kind of sits there and you got another one that you use a lot. I mean, just again, real, I think it's a very creative idea and, mm-hmm. and one that, boy, give me a call and we'll talk about it.
Well, so. What the thing that I liked about it, it put me involved into what I'm paying. How can I participate to save me money that doesn't cost me any?
Correct.
And it's just a matter of paying attention to what I'm doing.
Correct.
So, yeah, like you talked about earlier with risk, I've accepted a little of the risk by driving a little bit less maybe, and I do well. I mean, I have an old Classic, and as long as nobody under 25 drives it and I don't put more than 1,000 miles a year on it, they're a happy little camper. And you just don't drive an old Classic a lot of miles.
Right. And, you know, the objection I sometimes hear to the devices that are tracking, you know, driving habits and so forth is, well, I just don't feel comfortable with Big Brother watching. But I'm here to tell you, Big Brother's been watching.
Whether you know it or
you
not.
You guys, if you, I mean, this happens to Victorian all the time. We'll be sitting there talking about something, and I'll just, let's say, carpet cleaning, whatever. And in like 60 seconds... There's ads on our phone.
Right. On your emails.
About
on
carpet cleaning.
Right.
Facebook and stuff.
Yes.
Dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's on your, it's on your page when you open it up. My wife says that. She's thinking that they're listening in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. It's not a secret. They are.
See, mine's golf equipment. My wife immediately knows I've been looking at golf equipment. Caught.
Yeah. Well, there you need to be careful.
Right.
Don't start looking at a trip to Hawaii or you're in trouble.
We got this question today when we were talking with Kevin Flesh, our attorney, about, and it's about the Uber, Lyft drivers, people like that. Let's say they pick you up. And right now their business has been pretty dead with the airport and all the things. But let's say they pick you up, they get into an accident. We don't know what their insurance really is. Do they buy that through Uber and Lyft? Do they buy that through their agent? And then what are their coverages? You know, if there's a couple of people in the car and there's a serious accident.
If they have a customer in the car, Uber or Lyft is responsible. They're on that. If you don't, but you're out, you know, hailing for rides, then the coverage goes back to you. So we've probably talked about this on this program before, but, you know, there was a deal in San Francisco where that came up, and the driver unfortunately ran over a small child, and there was a death involved, and driver was under the assumption, hey, I'm working for, you know,
Uber,
and their insurance can jump in, and Uber said, no, our insurance isn't responsible, it's yours. And, you know, the insurance company sees, you know, a product being offered and they respond to it. Just takes them some time. But if you are in that situation and you are providing, get the endorsement added onto your policy that says you are an Uber or Lyft driver. It doesn't cost much. And then it just extends your liability and eliminates a lot of the what ifs.
Would that go back to my uninsured, underinsured like we were talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So if you got that endorsement on that policy, you're uninsured, underinsured, yeah,
right.
you, whatever your policy states, that's what you could expect.
I'm telling you, everybody listening, today, go look at your policy. See what your med pay is, uninsured, underinsured motorist is, and give Greg a call.
Exactly. And it's always interesting because when people bring up med pay and uninsured and underinsured, the next question I ask them, you have a personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you do. I guarantee I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it.
That's it. 303-625-9538, 303-625-9538 is Accelerated Insurance, and call Greg. Greg, thank you, sir.
Hey,
thanks so much.
It's always good to see you.
It's good to be back.
Absolutely.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for joining us today for Your Money Matters. Once again, any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Get out and enjoy the beautiful weather. We'll talk to you tomorrow.